Challenging the popular Republican governor of Massachusetts could be an expensive undertaking for Democrats. Governor Charlie Baker is reportedly looking to raise $30 million in campaign funds for the election. That, according to a report from the Boston Globe that also says the governor is setting a goal of winning support from at least 60% of independent voters in this state, who are officially called unenrolled voters, and 30% of Democrats. With us to review those goals now is WBUR political analyst Steve Casella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Bob.
You know, it's clear Governor Baker, who has not yet officially launched his reelection drive, is quite popular in this blue state of Massachusetts. But you have to ask, how realistic are those goals?
Well, 60% support among independents, I think, is quite realistic. That's about where he was in 2014, and that's about what a Republican needs to win. It's basically how a statewide Republican makes up for the relative lack of registered Republicans in the state. You know, just over 10% of voters are registered Republicans. So no Republican who wants to be successful statewide can really limit their aim to just registered Republicans. They need those unenrolled voters.
Democrats are the second largest voting bloc. How possible is it to win a third of them for Governor Baker?
Well, that would be unheard of in terms of recent elections. Even in the campaign where he won in 2014, Charlie Baker only got 18% of Democrats, according to the post-election WBUR poll. And Scott Brown, that's about the percent that he got in 2010 when he won. So winning a third of them would be quite unusual and quite a feat for Charlie Baker.
So how do you anticipate the governor's campaign team tries to go about accomplishing this?
Well, I can understand the desire to target Democrats, because if you look at the polls, you know, there was the poll we did earlier this year, and there was one out from the Novus Group recently. Both of them showed Charlie Baker very popular among Democrats already. So he's already got a lot of Democratic voters, you know, who approve of the job that he's doing, who hold a favorable impression of him. I think the challenge is, as support begins to coalesce around one candidate, whether it's now or later on in the primary season, does partisanship overcome the pull that Baker's had on Democrats so far?
Are Governor Baker's disagreements with the Republican Party, and especially President Trump, going to help him or going to hurt him?
Well, that's, I think, the other reason why you could see him targeting Democrats more, you know, because it certainly hasn't endeared him to a certain slice of Republicans. You know, Trump is actually more popular among registered Republicans than Charlie Baker is. But the problem is, if he goes after that slice of Republicans that like Donald Trump but currently don't like Charlie Baker, then he risks alienating the much larger group of Democrats that he currently is talking about pursuing.
But on the other hand, there were 1 million Trump voters in Massachusetts in the elections last fall. So if he chases Democrats, doesn't he run the risk of alienating them?
Yes, and I'd say most of those Republicans will still support Charlie Baker if he goes after the relatively small slice of Republicans that don't approve of Charlie Baker but do have a positive view of Donald Trump. Then, you know, that's a pretty small slice.
Charlie Baker is consistently described as a very popular governor in Massachusetts. Can we say at this early point, before the campaign actually begin, how solid some of his support actually is?
I think we really can't say that. We can look back into recent history in Massachusetts and see other leaders where they've had either really strong numbers and lost. You look at Scott Brown, for instance, and you look at the opposite in Deval Patrick. In early 2006, he had an approval rating in the 30s, and he went on to win. So there's still plenty of time for this race to unfold.
All right. Steve Casella, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Steve Casella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducts political research for WBUR.